providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
KER Politics, segment number 7. Hope you guys enjoyed the news. We have a great guest right now on the show. His name is Tim Murphy, Dr. Tim Murphy. Tim has written a book that I have read. Jimmy has read the majority of it. It's called The Christ Cure, 10 Biblical Ways to heal, from trauma, tragedy, and PTSD, post-traumatic stress disease. I got to tell you, in reading this book, I was incredibly, incredibly taken by common sense that was in the book, written by a professional in the field of mental, I guess I would have to say, diseases, which Tim Murphy certainly is. Tim, tell us a little bit about the book, but let me say first, I just remembered that the majority of the profits of this book are going to a program that Tim has instigated among our armed service people who he feels, and I certainly agree that this book could really, really help. It's available at any bookstore. It's available at Amazon, which is where I got my copy of it. Why don't you start out, Tim, telling us a little bit about the program that you started?
Sure. Well, I'm a psychologist by training, and that includes 4 decades in the field and also 8 years serving in the Navy as a Navy psychologist, primarily out of Bethesda Naval Hospital, which became Walter Reed Hospital, and some time on a little bit of time with some aircraft carriers, a little bit of time mostly observing because they wouldn't let me near other things with Navy SEAL teams. But from all that, a lot of my work is focused on dealing with people who've had trauma. And about 70% of the population will face some major life-threatening or life-observing trauma in their life, and about 20% lingering symptoms that really begin to get in the way of their life. And those are symptoms such as sleeplessness, flashbacks, bad memories, broken relationships, depression, anxiety, and really struggling day to day. And in working on these things for years and using a lot of standard psychological approaches to handle that, we know that whether you're in the military, less than half people in the military go to the Veterans Administration afterwards, or policemen or firemen or paramedic or just a regular person who's had trauma in your life. Counseling helps, the talk therapy, and medication is given to many people, but medicine can change how you feel, but it doesn't change how you think. And I also recognize there's plenty of literature, plenty of support that says those who have religion and faith in their life do much better. Their prognosis is far better, primarily because they see hope on the horizon. And that's a struggle for people who have faced trauma in their life and deal with doubts and guilt and shame and wondering about forgiveness. Well, as I was looking through things, and quite frankly, in my own life, my own struggles with depression, I started searching for answers in the Bible, always a good place to go, and really was intrigued by the life and traumas of the Apostle Paul. Most of the New Testament was written by him. And he faced incredible traumas, being beaten with rods 3 times, whipped 39 lashes 5 times, run out of town repeatedly, assaulted, robbed, shipwrecked, bitten by poisonous snakes, sentenced to death, time in Roman prisons, and I'm just getting started. And in reading about him and of him, I thought, well, this man must have had tremendous post-traumatic stress, but he didn't. And I also looked, well, somebody must have written a book about him, and nobody did. So the result is, over a lot of research, looking through this, is a book that talks about not only the Apostle Paul, but many biblical characters who face some of the worst traumas we cannot even imagine, as well as contemporary people, and plugging it also into psychological research and say, what can we learn from these people who have not just recovered, but have thrived from their trauma, not despite their trauma, but because of their trauma? There's lessons in here that I want to say that this is a book filled with hope, that we no longer have to go around saying, I can never get over this, I can't heal. I believe we can, and this is the book that's the result of that.
Tim, I think a very important thing to talk about right now is our society is going through a tremendous amount of challenges, and it appears to a significant increase in emotional distress And of course, you know, and it's related to politics. It's related to COVID lockdowns. How do you see us get, as people's faith is actually diminishing? We're looking at fewer people that have faith. How do you see us moving more towards what you're talking about now? How do you see society, and what do we need to do to actually push us in the right direction to kind of overcome some of these challenges?
Well, over the last few decades, people have gotten comfortable with the secular world. We have food on our table, clothes on our back, warmth and cool in our house. We've gotten used to that. And focus of many people now is what entertainment you can find on TikTok and just keeping yourself going in spurts of 10 to 30 seconds and fooling ourselves into thinking we are happy. But we're being hypnotized into a life where we think we have comfort. Yet despite all that, depression rates and anxiety rates in this country have doubled, particularly among adolescents and young adults and the elderly. Suicide rates have climbed. Drug overdose rates have climbed. And drug deaths have climbed. We are a country that many people are feeling despair. And the opium of the people of just being entertained is not working. And yet, despite all this, and despite the way the secular media continues to push back and saying, let's not allow these things to happen. Let's keep religion out of schools, keep religion out of everything else. What's happening is there is still this undercurrent which is growing. When you look at some of the incredibly popular movies out there, the whole series called The Chosen, the revival that took place in all these places too, that there was growth among people. And when churches, when religion is being attacked by a secular world, oddly enough, it starts to grow stronger. You can see this throughout history. I see this as, regardless of what the numbers are doing, we have to look at this, not saying, well, are our churches full? But the question is, are our hearts full with the Lord? And this is what it's going to bring about healing. It's going to take the word of mouth from person to person, much like it was in the days of Rome, when Roman emperors and Caesar were trying to kill off Christians. We cannot do this on a lot of media because it won't be talked about, but it is there, and it is the way to healing. And my book is written as a guidebook to the broken and the people who love them, to give them an opportunity to learn how do we bring these things together and help with our healing.
Yeah. Tim, I'd like to ask you a question. We're down to about 2 minutes here, by the way, before we have to take a commercial break. Can you tell us real quickly, you were a member of Congress for a number of years, and then you decided to take a different turn. Why was that?
Well, I was, quite frankly, I won two elections as state senator, and then I won 8 elections as a congressman. I was away from home about 25 years. And while I was in Congress, I actually joined the Navy too. So I was away from home even more.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, having grown up in a home of an alcoholic father who was pretty fairly physically abusive, I pushed aside my own depression, my own struggles, and always thought if I could achieve just a little bit more, maybe I could accept myself. And you know what? It doesn't work. It goes with the Bible saying to have won the whole world and to have lost your soul. And I had to come to terms with that. I was losing my family. And as painful as it was, my wife and I said, you know what, I got to get out of here. And so I left Congress. I worked on my marriage. I worked on my family. I'm so thankful for that. We're better than ever. But and now my message is to help other people who are struggling. Let other people take care of the country. I'm there, but we have to take care of our families and our souls first.
I think that's a really important message right now, especially with so many people being concerned. At the same time, we need to get more people involved in what's happening to kind of do a course correction for the ship, right? Get us going back in the right direction. So
that's right.
We're gonna break here in just a minute for our last segment, and then we'd love to, I think, to have you come back and kind of follow up with some of those questions on how we go forward in both mentally and in a political way.
You betcha. Stick around, you guys. We're going to be right back with some very great news from Tim Murphy. Stick around.